Well, we greet you online again, and we're grateful that we're able to come and visit with you with the online service, and we just take this opportunity to welcome you and also talk about any announcements that we might have. This is the second Sunday in Advent, and of course we have the Advent wreath here in the sanctuary, and we're lighting the Advent wreath. But there's something special that I want to share with you, and I'm going to have them at church on Sunday, and I hope and pray that I have enough of them for the folks. Our district superintendent, Wayne Wyatt, and his wife, Ramona, had written a devotional for Bible study for all ages, and it's called Sharing the Gifts of Christmas. It's very well done, very well put together, and it's about hope, and it's about the place that we have for the Advent service. But I wanted to be able to give these to you, and hope and pray, like I say, I have enough. But I'm going to be doing it at church on the in the sanctuary. And the first chapter is about hope, and this is the introduction. Hope calls us something beyond ourselves. When we hope for something, we look to the future. And we welcome this six-week journey. It's laid out for 6 weeks. It begins with expectation, calling us towards hope, and we prepare for the birth of Jesus Christ in our lives. So let us look for ways to bring hope, knowing that Jesus Christ certainly is the hope of the world. I think you'll enjoy them, and I hope that if you're in church on Sunday, we'll be able to get you one. If not, you can order them directly from Trinity. Wayne Wyatt is the senior pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church, and he's also serving as our district superintendent. And the other announcement that I want to make is we will be doing a Christmas Eve candlelight service, and hope and pray that you feel comfortable enough to come out and participate in the candlelight service. I don't know of any other announcements that we might have good for the faith community this morning, but we always like to recognize birthdays, and I do not have any birthdays that I know of, and even though I don't know, I know that there are some birthdays. So with our welcoming spirit, we'd like to sing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. That's my bass voice there. And anniversaries. It doesn't matter whatever kind of anniversary you want to help celebrate with you and for you. Could be a work anniversary. Could be a wedding anniversary. Could be an anniversary of something special in your life. I know I always like to celebrate my special anniversary anniversary. July the 21st at 6 o'clock in the morning in the middle of my swimming pool when I asked God to help me quit drinking and take the desire of alcohol away and come into my life. So that's my spiritual birthday, and it's also my sobriety birthday. So I try to celebrate that. And I just told you that just so that you can say or think about, yeah, well, I don't know if that anniversary is good for me. All anniversaries are good. Anything special in your life is good. Happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary, God bless you, happy anniversary to you, in Jesus' name. Well, I hope and pray that you're enjoying the online services, and I also hope and pray that you'll feel safe to come to church at 11 o'clock. We're really blessed to live in a state of Florida where we're not really having to deal with lockdowns and all that kind of stuff, but we do follow the same guidelines as everybody, and we have them posted for you can look at them online, and you can also look at them when you come to church. So we're doing our very best to deal with the situation and pray that with this vaccine coming and some of the other things, we'll be able to get back to somewhat normal life, whatever normal is. I really don't know anymore, but we're grateful that you tuned in this morning. In Yeshua's precious name, amen.